everyone, and welcome to another edition of Rhino Knows Sports. I'm your host, The Rhino, and this is Rhino Knows Sports. And it has been so fascinating and so wonderful to be able to share this podcast with you guys each and every day. Being able to provide this podcast to different people in different avenues of life has been one of the greatest experiences I've ever been able to be a part of. I get to help people understand what it is that all of us who do know sports and why we like it so much. I get to tell people that they can like their own sports and that there's other sports out there than just the basic ones. But I like to break down the key ones because everybody wants to know what's going on. Now, I have to come clean here, guys, but I have failed in all of my brackets. My team has lost, and they lost in a very sad fashion. So that was the team I had riding for all of my brackets, and all of my brackets fell apart because that team did not make it. So, here is what we're going to break down. We're going to break down the most important part of the upcoming tournaments, the upcoming brackets, and the upcoming circumstances that will be pertaining to the sports calendar. So, first thing we have is a breakdown of the women's tournament challenge. We have on one side of the final four. The final four will be played with South Carolina and North Carolina State. And then we have Iowa on the other side with UConn. Then we'll break down the men's final four. You have number one seed UConn versus number four seed Alabama. You have number 11 seed, so that is what we would call a Cinderella story, North Carolina State and Purdue. You know, it's very amazing to see that there's at least two teams from like the same areas that are both still in the tournament. That usually never happens, and it actually shocks me that it is happening. So, with the women, South Carolina and North Carolina State is going to be a very epic matchup. South Carolina has been a very dominant team. They have been consistently, I think last year or the year before, they had an undefeated season. That means they didn't lose a game. So that is going to be one tough matchup for North Carolina State. But with both the North Carolina States in, who knows, maybe they are expected to dominate in this, and maybe they're expected to take the crown. Then we have the ultimate. Everybody has been talking about her. You have Caitlin Clark and her Iowa Hawkeyes playing the UConn Huskies. What a game that's going to be. UConn has the legendariest coach of all time in Gino Auriemma. And Iowa has Caitlin Clark. What a game that's going to be. I look forward to see what's going to happen in that Final Four matchup. I based on my picks, I'm picking North Carolina State versus Iowa. Iowa because Caitlin Clark and because that team just seems to be rallying with her. And North Carolina State because I want to see North Carolina State get topple South Carolina and see a one seed versus a three seed in the championship. Now, for the final four on the men's side, you've got two great matchups. Most of these teams have made it very far or have made a running for the tournament. Each one of them have destroyed brackets in their own certain ways. Two of them, I'm shocked, are the one seeds. One seeds usually get toppled here and there. So, with a couple of one seeds, you have UConn and Purdue. Everyone has been talking about Zach Edey for the Purdue Boilermakers. He is 7'4", and his arms and legs look like tree trunks. So that's going to be a tough matchup. But if there's any team that's going to take down Purdue, which I really want this team to, because it's what March Madness is all about. We should all be rooting for the number 11 seed, North Carolina State. North Carolina State started out as a play-in team. They started out as a play-in team. They didn't have any chance to make it. And now they're here. Like, what a team to make it all the way this far. And to see your team just come out of nowhere and just continue to be a dominance and a force to be reckoned with. What a team. And what a way to showcase that you are in it to win it and that you are completely there. So, what are we looking for with this matchup? What I'm trying to find is there was a round of 64 game, and I believe that in the first sets of it, that there was a play-in game that involved the team that is going to be playing for the play-in game. So we had this play-in game, and then we had this play-in game, and then we had the Sweet 16. So, actually, North Carolina State didn't have to do a play-in, but wow, what a way to continue to dominate and continue to provide for those teams. So, all that being said, we have four teams. We have, I want North Carolina State on this side. I do not want the Boilermakers. I want North Carolina State. Give me North Carolina State. Now you got Bama and UConn. I actually want UConn on this one. Bama, I think, has done enough winning, and they've done enough winning in the football. They don't need any more winning in the Final Four, so I want UConn to take it. So then it's UConn versus North Carolina State, and I have North Carolina State holding the crown. So what a game. What a tournament. Just all eight of these teams have balled out. All eight of them have came to play, have come to dominate, and have come to win. And what a better way than to just see all these players and all these different teams fighting for that coveted crown. So thank you all so much for listening. Thank you all so much for sharing your time and being able to provide that kind of information and being able to share with me what you guys really want to know about sports. I have thoroughly enjoyed being able to bridge the gap when it comes to sports and being able to help each and every one of you understand the sport that you really enjoy. And that's what makes me feel like this needs to continue to be a podcast. And the only way it's going to continue to be a podcast is if you guys keep downloading and re-downloading. And it's if you guys keep listening to the podcast and keep telling your friends. I love seeing people in the streets and people all over being able to tell me like, hey, I listened to the podcast. I got to say this. So thank you all so much for listening, and have a good night, everybody. Good night.